أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. The second last Thursday evening of the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, the glorified month of Sha'ban, named as the month of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, get started inshallah slowly but surely in preparation for the holy month of Ramadan, being Thursday evening, the night of mercy and forgiveness, to inshallah in few minutes time sit around the tablecloth, the heavenly tablecloth of Dua Kumail. Inshallah tonight we want to reflect on a few words of the Dua towards the end of the Dua, the last kind of a paragraph of the Dua. But the program tonight inshallah is a dedication to all marhumin, especially marhum Ghulam Muhammad Behbahani, whose second anniversary coincides with today, tonight, tomorrow. So inshallah, for the pleasure of his soul and the soul of all marhumin, let us begin with recitation of Suratul Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء. This is the part that we want to reflect on it a little bit, as this limited time allows me. Towards the end of the Dua Kumail, you remember, we read, you are very familiar with this Dua, Ya man ismuhu dawa wa dhikruhu shifa. O you, the one whose name, ismuhu dawa, his name is medication, wa dhikruhu shifa, and remembering him is healing, is the cure. This brings a question, and especially a very relevant question for these days that we are combating this COVID-19, that to combat, to treat someone who tested positive with COVID-19, do they need medication only? Do they need to follow the advice recommendations of the health workers in terms of medications needed, quarantine, self-isolation, watch your diet, certain type of diet, do certain exercises, and all these health related recommendations? Are these enough, or do I need to add to that supplications, invocations, prayer, dua, and certain adhkar and things like that as well? So the topic is about kind of paradox between dua and dawa, between medication and supplication, however you want to refer to it. Logically, four answers could be given to this question. One is to turn around and say that no, this is a physical illness and therefore needs only physical treatment. As far as you follow the recommendations of the medicine, that should suffice. If you are meant to recover, you recover. If you are not meant to recover, you won't, no matter what. So only you need dawa, and by dawa I mean here the physical dawa, medication, as you are familiar with the medication, taking certain recommendations or medications. To prove that, they say that look, so many people they die of COVID-19, or so many, or some at least, in some Muslim countries and maybe holy cities like the holy city of Qom, they died. We had Ayatollah Rahmatullah Alai passed away. They were very religious. They must have prayed. Their family must have prayed. And yet they died. At the same time, we have absolute atheists that they had no faith in God, let alone pray to God. And they were recovered. So this has got nothing to do with religion, my friend. It has nothing to do with supplication, invocations, and things like that. It's a physical issue, needs physical treatment, simple as this. And that's why recently, like, there was an interview with one of the American ladies. She was saying that in America, if you're a celebrity, or if you're rich, or you're part of the elite, that you can access the test in earlier stages, then there is a chance for your treatment. Otherwise, no matter who you are, religious or non-religious, is not an issue. We laymen, lay women, we are not going to receive the same treatment. So the first answer, by the way, is that you only need medication, nothing else. This is the first approach. The second approach is that now you need supplication, and you only need supplication. Ya man ismuhu dawa wa dhikruhu shifa. The Almighty God says, you say dua kumel. What are you saying when you are doing dua kumel? At least for you believers. You say ismuhu dawa, the name of God is the medication. Not that God's name is medication. The name, mentioning the name of God, medicates and treats. And remembering of God, it cures and heals. وَذِكْرُهُ شِفَى أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call me, I grant you. Did God say, call me only for paradise? It's unconditional. Anything you need. The Rawayat says, the Almighty God says to Moses, even the salt of your food, ask me and I grant you. Okay? So the second opinion is that they say, supplication suffices if you are meant to recover or not recover. And then they mention some examples as well, that we know examples. And even in the medical field, medical doctors, the older they are, the more experiences they have experienced in their life, that what they refer to it as miracle. Patients that they were diagnosed with fatal disease and medicine that had no treatment for them, all of a sudden, miraculously, they were recovered by the supplications and the dua of the patient or the relatives of the patient. I have lived long enough myself by the grace of God to have experienced numbers of such experiences. I mentioned one of them, Sheikh Abbas Qumi Rahmatullah Alayh. You're familiar with him and his book Mafatihul Janan. Due to his sincerity, this book, mashallah, worldwide, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt and Musallam are familiar with this book and benefit from this book. His son Sheikh Ali says that once my dad was sick and feverish, so I took some tablet. I think I say that maybe something that has some paracetamol in it with a glass of water. I took it to my dad's study room. My dad was a very hard worker day and night. Couple of hours later, I went to check on dad, and I noticed that he's sitting back at his like chair table, however, that he was working, writing. And he seems fine. I said, Dad, are you okay? He says, yes, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. But I noticed that the tablet, the pill is there. The glass of water, he had drank it, but the tablet is there. I said, Dad, did you take the tablet? He said, no, son, there was no need for it. I said, what do you mean there was no need for it? And I checked, there is no fever. And Sheikh Abbas Qumi turns around and tells to his son, according to his son's testimony, narration, that my dad told me that I, like, grabbed the tablet to take it, but then I put it down and I said to myself, and I said, Yara, my hand for the last 50 years of my life has been serving inshallah Islam, has been writing the heritage of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Surely the same God who has given the treatment and cure to that tablet can give it to my finger as well. With this, I said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, immersed my finger into the glass of water and drank the glass of water, alhamdulillah, the fever disappeared. No need for that tablet. And many such examples. I personally, because of this COVID-19, I have examples of friends that I recommended to them recitation of Surah Al-Ham 7 times or 70 times. By the grace of God, to their testimony, they say that they are recovered. So they say you need supplication. That supplication is enough. Question comes, does supplication always work 100% that you are, for the second opinion? From this, we want to come to the third opinion. By the way, to complete all these four possibilities, the fourth opinion possibly is that you don't need supplication, you don't need medication. I don't think anyone with a sound mind has this opinion. So usually it's either supplication or medication or both of them that we want to incline towards the third one. So The second opinion, those who say that only supplication suffices with the examples that they had, we turn around and tell them that, but my friend, does supplication always work? That you say only supplications? They answer, they said, well, does medication always work? Medication also doesn't work all the time. If it's meant to work, it works both of them. It's not meant, none of them would work. How often you see that the doctors, they prescribe a medication for two patients, works with one, doesn't work with another one. The best surgeon often makes a mistake, okay, and doesn't work for them. That's why they use usually dentist surgeons, they give you a paper to sign disclaiming so that there is no liability if something goes wrong. Because possibility of going wrong, something goes wrong is always there. The same, so it's not that medication always works. Supplication shouldn't, don't expect it to work all the time, number one. Number two, they say, as a matter of fact, it always works. Udu'uni astajib lakum, call me and I grant you. Doesn't have any exception. God didn't say, except, conditions apply. But working for supplication, the meaning of working supplication is not how you and I understand it. They say, supplications always work. Either you will be cured if it's meant to be, and if it's God's within God's will, it works. And if it's not God's will to work, still you supplicate because you don't know whether it's going to work or not. As you take the medication, because you don't know whether it's going to work for you or not. But if it's the God, will, if it's the will of God that it doesn't work, never mind. The Almighty God will compensate you in a different way, either in dunya or in the hereafter. Therefore, supplication does the job for you. You don't miss out on the supplication. Second question, I'm trying to be a devil advocate now against this issue of the supplication only. The second question they raised, those against them, they say that, well, if that's the case, then how come that some, yes, okay, we agree, it's not that medication always works, but surely it sometimes works. How come that medication often works for even atheists? Who don't believe in any supplication, invocation, they don't believe in God to start with, let alone supplicating to God. And still you see that they get cured, as I told you that. Now, from here, I want to come to the third one, and the answer is that, my friend, the best answer, inshallah, from the Quran, the Riwayat, the practice of Ma'sumin alayhi salam, and our eminent scholars have been following this in their literatures, is that you need both medication and supplication. But don't think that medications and supplications, they work independent from God. Who has given the power of medication to that herb, to that medicine, other than the Almighty God? So from the monotheistic perspective, both medication and supplications and all the means provided to us, these are manifestations of God's might and mercy. It's God's might and mercy that manifests itself through certain medication to be discovered. With time, inshallah, this COVID-19 medication will be discovered as well. It's there already. Man has not discovered it yet. As the medication, vaccination for plague was there already, man of the ancient time had not discovered it yet, and many other such things. So it's not that medication works independent from God. In order for someone to become, to be categorically referred to as mushrik, is if somebody believes that something or someone in this universe works independent of God, that person will be mushrik. Or along with God, that person will be mushrik. Tawheed means la mu'athira fil wujud illa Allah. There is no influential power in the universe other than the Almighty God. So it is the Almighty God who has provided this means, the means of supplication, the means of medications and everything else. Plus, why is it that the Almighty God has made or enabled this medication to work for this disbeliever, atheist, and doesn't work for another one? Because of the system that the Almighty God has made in this universe. Allahu Akbar. There is an amazing ayah in Surah Al-Isra where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man kana yuridu al-ajila ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha'u liman nurid. Allahu Akbar.
من کان یرید العاجله. Those who want just this dunya, health of this dunya, wealth of this dunya, pleasure of this dunya, the Almighty God says that will give it to them. But ma nasha liman nurid, Allahu Akbar. And still we grant it to them for who, whatever that we will, for whoever we will. That means that yes, I have made by based on the law of causality for this medication, for example, paracetamol, to reduce the fever, but not necessarily. Still, the rate is in my hand. I'm holding the bridle. I'm holding the steering. Still, it's within my wisdom. I decide whether this works or doesn't work. That's why you see, it's not that it's determined, definite. Okay, then Quran says that, do you know why believers and disbelievers are provided them facilities for both of them? كُلَّنْ نُمَدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْضُورًا. يعني both this group and the other group, we have bestowed نُمَدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ, bestowed upon them the bounties of your Lord, and no one is deprived of the mercy of God. When it rains to both believers and disbelievers. Couldn't God make the scenario or the system of the law of this world in such a way that whoever gets sick, unless they supplicate to God, take the medication? But the Almighty God could make it that this medication works, conditions apply. The main condition for this medication, for this paracetamol to kill your fever, is that on the condition you match it with praying to God and say, Ya Allah, and also say Allah, no any other name. Ya Allah, make a cure in this medication for me to be cured, and then it would work. God could have made it like this, isn't it? This could be, your supplication could be one of the ingredients of this medication. Why is not like this all the time? Because the way that the Almighty God has set this world is لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Otherwise there wouldn't be any test. Otherwise it would be so easy. Otherwise no disbeliever in this world. That's why Quran says that often I provide so much to the atheists and disbelievers. And God says, by the way, I'm concerned about you people's gullible, naive, faithful people who don't have enough insight. Otherwise, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ. Had it not been, God says that, had it not been that I was concerned that the entire world, they become the community of disbelievers, no one would remain believers. I would have provided so much to atheists that they could build houses of gold and made of gold and silver. Silver, Quran says, the roofs of their houses were made of silver. Meaning that, but God keeps the balance, كُلَّنْ نُمَدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ, so that I test, because I'm testing you to see who remains faithful, who wants God only for the cure of his son, his daughter, himself, and things like that. The difference, however, is وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah, there are people only want dunya, we give it to them. They want health, wealth of dunya, we give it to them. But there are people who want the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The believers, the true believers are like this, that they say, Ya Allah, I want to be cured and want my dear to be cured. I want the best of dunya, and at the same time, I don't want to compromise my akhirah. Therefore, my supplication is a plan. My illness, in fact, my sickness, my illness, this disease is a platform for all. Platform that you can use it to your advantage to make you closer to God. Whether you are cured physically or not, if you take advantage of that platform can bring us closer to God. COVID-19 is an opportunity for the world to become closer to God, to become better human beings, if they take advantage of it. If they don't, that becomes another experience over millions of experiences that the previous generations have made. This is one. Second, remember that supplication is always healthy to keep, to make it attached to the medications. Because as we said it, and it's a fact, it's not that medication always work. So what your supplication can do is to protect you for unexpected mistakes that a doctor, a surgeon, a dentist could do. Another that you do can protect that, because رُبَّمَا كَانَ دَوَاءٌ دَاءً. Often that a medication becomes a poison and works opposite. چون قضا آید طبیب ابله شود, رومی says. If it says sometimes the will of God is not for this patient, for God knows best, to be cured. Because when God says that for whoever we will, the will of God is encompassed by his wisdom. God's wisdom, God knows best. Maybe this person doesn't have to be recovered no matter what. But a mistake happens. Through the law of causality, again, a mistake happens and the medication, the surgery doesn't work. So what the supplication does, protects us against those mistakes, inshallah. Let me mention to you one quick example, even though I don't want to keep you long. But these examples I'm telling you are very close to home examples, but for obvious reasons I cannot mention the names of people. A young lady in Sydney, she was in labor, all right? And the situation was a little bit complicated, and the doctor, the gynecologist apparently had told them that our recommendation is to not to wait and do the cesarean, remove the baby. The second option that you have, which is not our recommendation, is to wait a bit longer to see if the baby turns. The baby apparently hasn't turned. Now the father of the boy to be born calls me and says, Sheikh Mansour, can you do istikhara for me? Now put yourself in my shoes. Allahu Akbar. This istikhara, astaghfirullah, that I say this possibly, hypothetically speaking, this istikhara can save a life or can take a life of that baby. Ya Allah, they want to do istikhara. They decided to do istikhara in this situation. Even though doctor's recommendation is cesarean, but they chose to do istikhara and ask the Almighty God. Ya Allah, ya dalil al-mutahayyirin, I opened the Quran and I called the guy and I said that don't do cesarean, wait. Inshallah, the baby will be delivered naturally based on the Quran. It's not my word. Alhamdulillah, the baby was born normal, natural, and with no problem whatsoever. See, a doctor could, and there are situations that doctors, surgeons could make a mistake. Supplications protect such mistakes. Long story short, the benefit and the reason that we do need supplications along with medication is that, remember, in a nutshell, the recommendation of the Quran is that فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, when it comes to honey as a physical substance, and at the same time, Quran says وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So together, you need medication and you need supplication, both of them together work best, not only to cure your body if it's meant to cure, also to cure and elevate and to uplift your soul as well. It will not only benefit you in dunya, it will benefit you in your eternity in paradise, inshallah, in akhirah as well. That is the lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt al-Musalam, and that has been the practice of our great scholars. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.